Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass.
Psalm 7, 1 through 8. O Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Save me from all those who persecute me and deliver me, lest they tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands, if I have repaid evil to him who was at peace with me, or have plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue me and overtake me. Yes, let him trample my life to the earth, and lay my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded, so the congregation of the people shall surround you. For their sakes, therefore, return on high. The Lord shall judge the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to my integrity within me. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today, a doubting people. With our lips we say we trust in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his Son, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, and yet our lives say the opposite. Our words are those from a bold and confident mouth, while our hearts are filled with fear and anxiety. We have read in the pages of Scripture of the power of God's mighty hand, parting the Red Sea from Moses and the Israelites, supernaturally providing for 2 million people in the desert for 40 years. We read in the New Testament about the miraculous life of Jesus Christ, conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin, turned water into wine, gave sight to the blind, and even raised people from the dead. Despite the head knowledge, Lord, we still doubt your existence in our lives. We doubt your wisdom found in Scripture, and we doubt your ability to hear and answer our prayers. Forgive us, O Lord, for our sin is great. Restore us today to the unwavering faith we had as new believers in Jesus Christ. Glorify yourself, Lord, by bringing us back to the fellowship we once had before allowing feelings of doubt to creep into our hearts. Lord, we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world. Sin abounds all around us, all the time, and sometimes even we bear the full brunt of its fury. Father, you are the Lord of truth and the Lord of justice. Give us the patience and the strength to endure these difficult times, knowing that they too will pass. Give us the ability during our moment of testing and trial to focus on Christ and what he went through for us on the cross. Father, remind us that we are sojourners in this life and that home is yet to come. Fill our hearts with joy, O Lord, as we see your mighty hand at work in our lives, giving us peace and comfort as we overcome yet another stormy crisis. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, which we know to be sufficient for us during every trial. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. We encourage you to go to our website at thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your generosity, your contributions to this ministry, will be used to the honor and glory of God.